on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is Kem FM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Boris Johnson has ruled himself out of the race to be the next Prime Minister.
Having consulted colleagues and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
He made the announcement earlier in a speech where it was expected he'd confirm he was standing to take over from David Cameron. It comes hours after Michael Gove, another prominent EU Leave campaigner, revealed he will be putting himself forward. Sky's political editor Faisal Islam says the announcement by the former London mayor was completely unexpected.
There was a room full of journalists, international journalists, and his MP supporters came walking through that door to support his bid, despite that extraordinary development with Michael Gove, who was his campaign chief, defecting and running his own campaign.
Well, Michael Gove is one of five candidates hoping to become Prime Minister. The others are Theresa May, Stephen Crabb, Andrea Leadsom and Liam Fox. Meantime, a decision on airport expansion in the southeast of England won't be made until October at the earliest. The Transport Secretary has confirmed the final choice can't be made until a new Prime Minister is in place. John Allen is from London First, which campaigns for businesses. He doesn't think everything should be put on hold, though.
If that leads to a complete inability of government to make any key decisions at all, I mean, that will be, I think, very disappointing, not in the national interest, bad for the country.
KMFM News.
A man's admitted using a drone to smuggle drugs into a Kent prison. An investigation was launched after cannabis and mobile phones were dropped into Swellside on the Isle of Sheppey in April. 37-year-old Daniel Kelly from South East London has been remanded in custody and is due back in court in July. 13 Kent councils have written to Highways England calling for a clean-up of litter from the county's high-speed roads. All 12 district councils and KCC have signed a letter calling on all agencies to work together to protect Kent's Garden of England image. Claire Bell is from Ashford Borough Council.
Garden of England's a wonderful reputation to have, and I'm sure everyone in Kent would support our efforts to retain that image and reputation.
A father-to-be who died in a crash in North Kent has been described as a much-loved son, brother, grandson, fiancé, stepdad and friend. 32-year-old Danny Downs died when his van overturned on Green Street in Green Road 12 days ago. His family say he was looking forward to being a dad to a little boy. Police still want to hear from anyone who saw the crash. Forecasters say this month has been the wettest June for nearly 20 years. Heavy rain has battered Kent, causing flash flooding and disrupting train, ferry and car journeys. More than 90 millimetres has fallen across the county, the most we've seen in June since 1997. Tony lives in Borough Green. His house was affected by flooding at the weekend.
It is changing. In terms of this time of year, which you wouldn't expect that amount of rainfall in such a short space of time. If I was in government, local government or national government, I would be taking proactive measures.
KMFM has been told Kent is leading the way in getting children into sport. Thousands of pupils are taking part in the finals of the Kent School Games over the next 2 days. They've been competing in dozens of sports since September. Mark Daper is from Sport England.
I think there's always more you can do to get young people into sport, but there's now lots and lots of opportunities. The School Games is a great example. And then other things which we do at Sport England, like satellite clubs, getting youngsters used to choosing to do sport in their own time.
And a cinema complex in Kent has announced plans to expand, including building a giant IMAX screen. It would be only the second of its kind in the county if permission's given to Cineworld in Ashford. They also want to add another two normal-sized screens to their site at Eureka Leisure Park.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
After a first few days badly affected by the weather, the rain should largely stay away from Wimbledon today. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, it won't make much difference for Andy Murray as his second round match with Jens Solo takes place on centre court where the roof can be closed. He says he's got a difficult task today against the 2020 quarter finalist.
It'll be a really, really tough match. and a good test for me early in the event, and I'll need to perform well in that one.
Meantime, Dan Evans's great run at Wimbledon will continue. A three-set win over Alexandra Dolgopolova means he'll face Roger Federer in the third round. Football, and Jurgen Klinsmann is now favourite with the bookies to be the next England manager. The German is currently in charge of the USA. Gareth Southgate had been leading the betting, but it's now believed he would turn down the chance to succeed Roy Hodgson, who resigned after Monday's Euro 2016 exit. And in cricket, Kent are back in T20 Blast action at Canterbury tonight. The Spitfires are taking on the Sussex Sharks from 6:30. It's after their championship game against Derbyshire ended yesterday in a draw.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.